Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. In studio with me this morning, Becky Shaw from Light of Christ Lutheran Chinese Mission in St. Louis. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Andy, and everyone.
Well, thank you. Welcome back. Glad to have you here in the studio and getting an update on what's going on at Light of Christ Lutheran Chinese Mission. Now, this is in the St. Louis area. Give us an idea of where this mission really serves and the people that you serve.
Well, mostly serves Chinese people who live in the St. Louis area, which means researchers at WashU or SLU, most of them have families, people who are working, and again, most of them have families. There's also lots of grandparents who come over for either extended period of time or like maybe 6 months at a time and help with childcare. So there's, you know, different, you know, we have kind of a variety of, and also really, really close to the churches. There's if you know where Monsanto is, Lindbergh and Olive, there's on the other side of Olive, there are a couple research plant science centers, and there are people from our church who work there also.
Give us an idea, any idea of how many Chinese visitors or immigrants are here in the St. Louis area?
I wish I knew the answer to that question. I've looked on, you know, websites and I'm really not sure. I've heard as high as 50,000. I've heard 30,000. You know, I really, really do not know.
But obviously there's a large enough population here that there is a great opportunity and a need for reaching these new friends with the gospel of Jesus.
That's right.
Help me understand from an American perspective some of the differences and similarities between American culture and Chinese culture. Why it's so important to have an outreach for our Chinese friends here in St. Louis.
A lot Chinese people are pretty ethnic. I've heard children in my Sunday school class say, my parents say I have to marry a Chinese person, you know, and I think Americans nowadays are not so strict on that. Some are, some aren't, but there's a little more accepted. Chinese people also tend to be very group oriented. So, you know, we always have lunch after church. And you know, maybe we have 100 at a worship service and 70, 60, 70 stay, depending upon the day, of course. Also, Chinese school is really a big thing that they have classes for adults as well as children. And that's really where they hang out, where they meet new people, where they, you know, it's just really, they're just drawn to each other.
And that carries on culture as well.
Yes, right. It does carry on culture too. Mm-hmm.
Where is, in Chinese culture, is the gospel proclaimed? I mean, here in American culture, it's not uncommon for someone to hear about Jesus or to hear about the Bible and they're growing up. Even if they don't attend church, it's not uncommon for them to hear of Jesus or know about a Christian church. What about in Chinese culture?
That is an interesting question because it's the whole range. Some people came a long time ago. They said their goal in coming to America was to learn more English, learn about Jesus, and learn about their subject of study so they could go back and teach. You know, so and they became Christians while they were here. Yesterday, I was talking, this one lady in a study that I was doing with some women, she said, yeah, my grandparents were Christians, you know, and you hear things like this and you go, their kids they didn't even know about it until they start talking. Oh, I'm a Christian now. Oh, well, your grandparents were Christians too, you know, so because, you know, she said her grandparents would be 100. So that was before the revolution. And so then we started talking a little bit about missionaries who had gone there and everything, because that was the golden age, I think, of missionaries in China. So there's really the whole, you know, and then some of them actually come to our church as Christians. They've been connected to a church in Beijing. The Wisconsin Synod has a really strong ministry there, but nobody really knows that it's connected to them except the people who are there. Mm-hmm. But they come, and they've even brought resources to our church as far as devotions and Bible studies and stuff. So, you know, just there's a whole range of that.
What is what's going on at Light of Christ Lutheran Chinese Mission today? What are some of the things that are going on this season and this year?
We've continued to have an annual all church retreat in 4th of July weekend, and it's been really, really good. And I think the focus is really on helping families know what it means to be a Christian family, because even though, like I said, maybe grandparents were Christians, it didn't carry on because of the revolution there. And so now these families, the parents don't really know what they should be doing, you know, in their families. And so we've, you know, tried to encourage having family devotions, reading your Bible every day, praying, and those sorts of things. Another thing that has been going on for more than 3 years is that we have community service center. One part of it is a consultant comes 3 days a week, and people who don't know very much English at all, or they can't find their way through the forest of forms and things on the internet, they come and say, can you help me apply for this or apply for that, or make doctor's appointments, or they bring a stack of mail and say, I don't know what's, you know, recycling or what I really need to pay attention to. And that's one part of the center. The other part of the center is activities for seniors. And we have activities Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday morning. Art, English, I guess you'd say art and drawing, ones with pencil, ones with paint. English, a couple different opportunities with English, and then singing, just sing secular songs and Christian songs, and then right after that they have dancing. And, you know, even if people can't dance, it's an exercise time. And then there's a computer class, and that's just more, I shouldn't even say class, it's more computer walk-ins. Like, I can't figure out how to download these pictures. I can't figure out how to, you know, do this or that. And it's a guy that I think his work is with computers, and so he just volunteers his time and answers everyone's questions, whether it's an iPad, an iPod, a laptop, or a cell phone. You have to have your own equipment. We don't provide anything, but, you know, just those things. And the intention, of course, is get them closer to a place where Jesus is preached, and then, you know, that will, you know, they can hear about Jesus. So I became the director of that in June, just new position. Official director. I was doing it when I first moved over to our building from U City. It had started in U City in, like, I don't know, maybe 10 years before that. And their funds just kind of slowly were not enough to pay for rent and all those things. And we already had space. And so they asked if they could move it over to our building. And so we did. And so Light of Christ took on the responsibility of it. And I did a bunch of things. I did administrative then. And there was a man who was there, and he did a lot of the people person things. And then when his health deteriorated, and then he eventually died, then it was like, okay, what do we do? Because our really good volunteer, and I could not handle more responsibility. But anyway, we had some other changes at Light of Christ. Now we have a Chinese secretary, not me. She can type emails in Chinese, and they can read them and understand them. So that's a step up. But anyway, then what the church leadership wanted was more connection between the center and the church. The only thing for seniors at this point in time, under the umbrella of the church part was a monthly senior fellowship. And so they wanted more connection between the center and the church. And so I'm trying to do that. Some of the church members who go to some center activities say, we want to do visitations, people who can't come. So that's in the works. We haven't started that yet, but I know people are anxious. We've talked to them and said, okay, these are the people. It's a long list, so we need to get started. But that sort of thing and more people connections. My computer and where I sit is where they have classes, and they go, oh, we're bothering you. I go, no, I'm eavesdropping on you. But anyway, it helps me get to know them a little bit better because, you know, I'm not an American. And so it just helps me understand the culture a little bit better and, you know, some of their needs and that. So every once in a while, I'll kind of interrupt and say, oh, you know, whatever this or that. So,
but you know the language and you know the culture well, though, right?
Well, I know it, but still, I'm an outsider. You know, yeah. There are still things that I do not know.
You adopted it later in life.
Yes, that's true.
Well, and now you intrigued me when you said we have a Chinese secretary who can type the newsletter in Chinese. Now I have to know, does the keyboard look different or is it the same QWERTY type keyboard like we use?
What they do is they type the pinyin, which is the phonetic spelling that's used in China. And then they type it and then they have a row of characters to choose from and then they choose the correct one.
Wow.
So they can type quite quickly because, you know, I have to look at each character and see which one is it and then go click. But they go, you know, and they're just doing it.
Yeah, because I saw Chinese on your newsletter here. This is great. Not that I can read it. Maybe someday. But a lot in English as well. It sounds like a very engaging center and outreach to the Chinese in the St. Louis area. A whole community within a community, it sounds like.
That's true. And another kind of one of the big things that seniors need here is transportation because most of them do not drive. Many have never driven before. Mm-hmm. Some have, but especially if they're 80, more than 80, they probably have not driven mm-hmm. in China either. And so they don't have that experience. And to learn how to drive here and take that test, learn all the English to get the
That's
behind
daunting.
The wheel, the right behind the wheel taken. So transportation is a huge thing. And but yet what I found is it gives me opportunity to talk to people. And in fact, this one lady, she lives a little farther away and she's by herself with me once a week to and from. I found out she's not a Christian. I thought she was because her son is and she would come to church with him sometimes. So it's like, okay, God, please help me, you know, mm-hmm. say the right words. And the majority of people who come to the center actually are not Christians.
But yet, as you pointed out earlier, they're closer in closer proximity mm-hmm. to Word and Sacrament ministry because there is a Chinese service as well where they gather together
right.
in church.
Right. On Sunday morning is when our service is. But also, Pastor Shaw has a short devotion on the day that has the most people is the singing and dancing day, which is
of
Wednesday.
Course.
And so he starts out with a short devotion. So, you know, he says some people come after that starts or whatever. But you know what? God's word, in God's word, it's promised that it will not return void.
Absolutely.
So someone is listening. And mm-hmm. The lady who plays the piano, she'll choose at least, you know, a few Christian songs. So, but there are lots of people to pray for too, you know, there.
Certainly.
Because the person who leads the singing and dancing, who actually stands up in front and says, let's sing this song or whatever, she is not a Christian. So.
Becky, how can we learn more about Light of Christ, Lutheran Chinese Mission here in St. Louis?
Well, it's connected to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet. And actually, if you just push. If you just type in Light of Christ, you can find mm-hmm. our website, and there's my email is there. So you could contact me and say, how can I help? If you want to help, we can always use people who like to teach English or who would be interested in just supporting financially. Another thing, you know, if anybody is interested in working with youth, it's an English class. Yeah.
LightofChristMission.org. Becky Shaw, thanks so much for being my guest this morning. Check it out. You can find out more ways to serve. We have more His Time on the way. Always great to talk with you, Becky.
Thank you.